We can build our self-worth on our ability to please others or on the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Author Robert S. McGee shows how to find true self-worth and how to get off the performance treadmill on this W audio presentation of The Search for Significance, read by Mike Flynn.
When Christ first told his disciples, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," he was referring not only to an intellectual assent to the truth, but also to the application of truth in the most basic issues of our life, our goals, our motives, and our sense of self-worth. Unfortunately, many of us give only lip service to the powerful truths of the Scriptures without allowing them to affect the basis of our self-esteem in a radical way. Instead, we continue to seek our security and purpose from worldly sources, like personal success, status, beauty, wealth, and approval of others. These rewards may fulfill us for a short time, but they soon lead us to a sense of urgency to succeed and the need to be approved of again. To meet these compelling needs, we drive ourselves to achieve, doing virtually anything to make people happy with us, and we spend countless hours and dollars trying to look just right. Often we avoid situations and people where the risks of failure and rejection are high, and it's a rat race that can't be won by simply running faster. We need to get off this hopeless treadmill and learn to apply the fundamental truths that can motivate us to live for Christ rather than for the approval of other people. Christ's death paid the penalty for our sins, and his resurrection gives us new life, new goals, and new hope.